end here, Jake Pace, Patrick Mullins, Taylor Kemp, and then head coach Sasha Ostrowski. Sasha, you want to start?
Yeah. At the end of training yesterday, I met with the team in the locker room, and I told them how much I love them. And I told them how proud I am of this year, of what they've accomplished to this point, and that no one can take that away from them. Because the depth we have with our team and the selflessness and the humility that this team has shown, along with the skill and their single-mindedness to make sure we get back to the College Cup, has been a source of inspiration and a great joy for me as a coach this year. And I knew that we're going to come out with a magical performance tonight. And that's what that was. We played a great game against one of the great teams in college soccer, against one of the most well-coached, skillful, and determined teams in the country. And this game had a lot of intrigue to it for a lot of reasons. And our team came out with a hunger and a tenacity and a determination and a skill set that carried us through. And I am delighted that our seniors will have a chance to experience the College Cup. Every player that came here since 1994 has stayed for 4 years, has played in the College Cup. And this group of seniors was not going to let that pass us by. And they worked their butt off and started the day after we lost to Louisville last year. There was kids already in the weight room and on the field starting the process. We had a great spring, a great summer, and obviously we're having a great fall. But we're not satisfied with getting to the College Cup. Okay? We're going to, the preparation's already started, and we're going to be ready to roll on Friday.
Sasha,
yeah.
You know, how much did that sort of weigh on you with the senior class not making it to the College Cup yet? How much did you want that for you?
Well, I think it weighed on us all year long because it was a source of inspiration for us. I think maybe in the first game of this tournament it weighed too much on us. With every passing game we got better and better, and it was important for me to make sure the team understood that it's good to have that inspiration in the back of your head, but it can't hold you back. And that's why I wanted to make sure they understood what a great year this was, and that we don't need any additional pressure. We need to go out and play for the joy of it, and so we can create some of our own history. I just think there's so many great storylines, and I have to talk about this young man right here who was fantastic tonight. I mean, to be able to go 90 minutes after being out for almost for a long time.
Too long.
And the kind of leader he was when he was injured. I mean, you saw the Brown game when we're struggling, and he's on his feet, he's clapping hands, and he's yelling, and he's teaching, he's coaching. He had a couple of good days of training this week, and we could see that he was ready to go. And I'm delighted that not only did he come in the game and play, but my gosh, what a difference he made. He was fantastic tonight. But that's the kind of storylines we've had all year. You know, the Jake Pace coming through, and whether he gets 30 seconds or 3 minutes, he comes in and makes a difference, and today he gets the game winner. We have so many players that step in at different times, and that's been the story of this team, the most selfless team I've ever been around in my life. And I love them, and we still have more to do.
Along those lines, Sasha, has this been as satisfying a season, especially with this accomplishment on top of it, as you've had in 20 years or a while?
I think it's tough to compare it to all the years because it's like having children and they're all so beautiful and you love them all the same. But the potential obstacles we could have had with this team, with the talent base, you know, I feel like I have two top 20 teams on my squad, and that can be a problem if the players don't buy in. But they more than bought in. They exceeded my own expectations of their attitude. It's been just so unbelievable. And we have so much history of kids who maybe in the first year are not playing as many minutes or starting, and then they flourish to be Player of the Year candidates. So we have so much in the locker room that we can teach with, and I think the players have really bought in. But the leadership of this year's group has been as good as I've ever had, and I think that's very important.
Jay, talk about that goal late in the first half. How much of a lift did it give you guys going to the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I got in the game. The coach told me, what to do. I got in there, and after the goal, we kind of got together, and we talked about how much this is game changer and how we need to keep going, and they're going to come out harder because of it. So, it really gave us some momentum going in, and then coming out, we were all excited to get out there and put another one in.
It was reminiscent of our second goal against Louisville earlier in the year when Jake was in the box and he kept the ball alive that Danny scored, except this time he finished it off. But that's what Jake does. He comes in and he's a pain for teams to deal with. He's an aggressive, courageous player. And we were getting a lot of box service in the box. And we knew that Jake could get on the end of it, and he did.
Patrick, you were shaking your head when Sash was talking about Taylor. Tell everybody what Taylor, his return meant to the team.
Well, it meant everything to the team. I can attest even more to what Sash said about the Brown game in the locker room at halftime during that game. I don't remember what the score was, but it was a hard-fought game, and Brown outplayed us in that first half, and T's leadership really led us throughout that in the locker room, and he's been doing that all year long, whether he was in the game, off the field, and I know how tough it's been because how he wants to be on the field so much, and we all want him on the field. But he embraced the role that he had of, unfortunately he couldn't be out there, but that didn't mean he wasn't an integral part of the team. That didn't mean he wasn't going to be the best leader that he could be. And I can attest that he did that day in and day out, and he's going to keep doing that day in and day out until we accomplish all of our goals this year.
Taylor, you discussed in the preseason just how much a College Cup appearance would mean to you. Yeah. Now that it's here, just what is your level of
I mean, like, I can't even describe it. I mean, like, I'm emotional. After the game, I just couldn't stop smiling. For me and the other seniors and every single player on the team, like, for the amount of work we put in and everything, like, I've never been on a team that we do every single thing we can to help each other succeed for our own success. And, like, you always wonder, like, is it actually going to pay off? Like, is it really going to matter? And then, this year, I couldn't imagine a better year for this team. And, like, I mean, it's been tough for me since I haven't been able to be on the field, but that doesn't take away from this season is one that isn't done, for one, but it's something that I will never forget. And this team is something that has meant as much to me as any team I've ever been on. And for me and the seniors and everybody on this team, it's just it means everything right now.
Coach, talk about